Hi, this is Mark LeFerrier, the federal candidate for Brandt for the New Democrats, and I'm in Hamilton, about to have some dinner with Jack Layton. And Jack, I'm just wondering, you've been traveling a lot lately. What do you think is the reason that the NDP has been polling so well recently?
First of all, thanks for the opportunity, Mark, and all the best to all of your listeners through your podcast. I believe that more and more people are coming to the conclusion that Stephen Harper just and the Conservatives and the Liberals too, for that matter, just don't get it when it comes to what the average family is struggling with these days. They're all ready to pronounce the end of the recession just because bank profits and bonuses to bank CEOs have gone up. In fact, they're giving a huge tax cut to those very companies right now to the tune of billions of dollars. But meanwhile, you've got people who are still out of work. We're just about 2% higher in level of unemployment now than we were before we went into the recession. That's hundreds of thousands of people who before had a decent job and maybe a medical plan and a little bit of a pension to look forward to. Well, nowadays, people are sitting down and at their kitchen table with the piles of bills, which ones they're going to pay this month and which one they're going to hope that somehow they can pay next month. And with interest rates as high as they are and personal debt at a new record, people are stressed. And I think people are saying, which of these parties understands that and is willing to maybe do something about it? So I think that's a big part of the reason why our support has been growing. I think also this issue of the extension of the military mission in Afghanistan is going to have some resonance too, because I think a lot of Canadians are concerned about that. They want to see a new direction in Afghanistan, that voice and expertise of Canadians to bring sides together in the pursuit of peace.
One of the things that I'd like to continue to touch on there is affordability. We talk about affordability quite a bit. I know right now, both provincially and federally, we're the party that's demanding that the HST be taken off of home heating. As a social worker in my community, I have to tell you, we're meeting with seniors who are going to bed with their toques on because they can't afford to heat their home and feed themselves and pay their rent. Bills and affordability, affordability is going down, bills are going up, and they're stressed to the max. You know, what is it about the things we're doing as a party that we can really think of that will resonate with those folks?
Well, we took a look at some of those basic costs, and we said, what can we do about that? Well, first, let's take the HST, the federal part of the tax, off of home heating. You don't really have a choice. It's a cold country here, Mr. Harper, and just like food, you've got to keep yourself warm. It's a basic. And so it's not a miracle solution for everybody's problem, but it'll make life a little bit easier, particularly if you add up a number of families in a community. It tallies up to quite a few dollars. And so we say to Mr. Harper, who likes to pretend it's not a federal tax, that it's all Mr. McGuinty's fault, that's not true. He has shared parentage here. There's a paternity suit that we're launching on the HST. The H in HST stands for Harper, and he's the one who brought it in. And in fact, bribed with $4 billion that we don't have, the McGuinty government, to bring it into place. Sure, some businesses loved it. It was supposed to be the manufacturing center that was going to take it, manufacturing businesses that were going to take advantage of this new reduced taxation regime to create jobs. Well, where are they? So it's that kind of practical, step-by-step approach to dealing with the problems that a senior might be facing, that a family is facing. Whether it's in with the HST or whether it's in healthcare, whether it's with a pharmacare program so people can get medications if their doctor says they need them. These are the practical solutions we have to offer.
Now, we only have about a minute left, but I'd like to ask you about that jobs piece. I mean, jobs are definitely needed in our area where we've had tons of manufacturing closures, mass layoffs. I've been bringing up pretty successfully in the media the idea of a jobs commissioner. In a minute or less, can you talk about that idea and why that's an important one federally?
Well, a jobs commissioner would be someone who would have as a mandate going out and actually trying to get the various, acting like a catalytic agent, if you will, shaking things up for the creation of jobs. There's so many good ideas out there, but often they run into every kind of obstacle. People are talking about centers of green enterprise and innovation. There's partnerships between First Nations and communities that people are exploring. Lots of possibilities, but if you haven't got someone in the federal government that's been assigned to get busy to be creating jobs, then you got a problem, and it's working elsewhere.
Absolutely. You know, Jack Layton, I'd like to thank you for your time, and I'm excited to have dinner. We don't want to keep anybody between their food and a good time, so thank you so much for your time.
Thanks a lot, Mark.